This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Russia is delivering its S-400 missile system to Turkey in a move that threatens to rupture Turkish-U.S. relations. The delivery opens the door to U.S. sanctions against Turkey, a NATO ally. On Friday, a Russian transport jet brought the first delivery of the missile system to a Turkish military base outside Ankara. Washington claims the S-400, with its advanced radar, threatens to compromise NATO military systems in Turkey. The United States is ruling out delivery of its latest F-35 jet if the Russian missiles are deployed. Iran is demanding the British Navy release an Iranian oil tanker seized last week off Gibraltar. Iran's foreign ministry is accusing London of playing, quote, a dangerous game and threatening retribution. The comments come a day after police in Gibraltar said they arrested the captain and chief officer of the supertanker. They are suspected of breaching European Union sanctions by carrying a shipment of Iranian crude oil to Syria. Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt is calling for calm amid rising tensions, saying Britain doesn't want a conflict with Iran.
We are reacting to what is happening in a measured and careful way, and we are being clear to Iran that we are not seeking to escalate this situation. The reason that the Grace One was seized was because of the destination. It was going to Syria. That was a clear breach of sanctions.
President Trump's son-in-law and senior White House advisor Jared Kushner is one of a dozen current and former Trump administration and campaign officials named as the U.S. House Judiciary Committee on Thursday authorized subpoenas as part of its investigation into Russian meddling. U.S. stocks are up in early afternoon trading. And get the latest news whenever you want it by downloading our VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.
In terms of when